Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Oh.
Today, we're going to be looking at the Lisa Original Mattress.
Okay.
And we've got a super detailed review from Mattress Advisory to help guide our discussion.
Great.
Now, before we jump into all that, just a quick reminder to check out the show notes for an exclusive discount link for the Lisa Original Mattress.
Nice.
Just for our deep dive listeners.
All right.
Okay, so with that out of the way, let's dive in.
Sounds good. So, it's interesting you chose the Lisa Original for this deep dive.
Yeah.
It's actually the mattress that launched the entire Lisa brand.
Oh, wow.
Back in 2015.
Wow.
Talk about an OG.
Yeah.
They were really pioneers of the bed-in-a-box concept.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Remember when getting a mattress delivered in a box seems like something out of a sci-fi movie?
Totally.
But it's not just the delivery that's interesting. The fact that this mattress is still so popular after all these years really says something.
Absolutely. The market is flooded with new mattress tech and brands, but the Lisa Original continues to hold its own.
Yeah.
It's like the classic comfort food of mattresses, familiar, reliable, and always hits the spot.
Okay, so let's talk about what makes this classic so special.
Here.
The review breaks down the construction.
Okay.
And it's a pretty traditional four-layer setup.
Gotcha.
Breathable knit cover,
yep.
Breathable comfort foam,
mm-hmm.
A memory recovery layer, and then that high-density foam base.
Okay.
But how do those layers actually translate to what you feel when you lie down?
That's the key question, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about the materials.
Right.
It's about how they work together to create a specific sleep experience.
Uh-huh.
And in this case, Lisa's going for that classic mattress feel, but with a relaxed, firm comfort level.
Right.
They rate it a 6 out of 10 on the firmness scale.
So firmer than your typical plush memory foam, but not rock hard either.
Right.
What kind of sleeper is this best suited for?
Well, the review suggests it's a sweet spot for side and back sleepers because of the gentle pressure relief that those positions need.
Okay.
But it also highlights something a little unexpected for an all-foam mattress.
Oh.
Low motion transfer and decent bounce.
Wait, really? I always thought all-foam meant you'd be, like, stuck in a crater all night.
Yeah.
Good bounce is usually more of a hybrid or inner spring thing, right?
Exactly. And that's what makes this mattress so intriguing.
Yeah.
It seems to be challenging some of our assumptions about all foam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether that bounce is enough for everything...
Okay, let's not go there.
...is another question.
But seriously, that's a big plus for couples who don't want to feel every little move their partner makes.
Definitely.
And speaking of feeling good, I was really impressed to learn about Lisa's commitment to giving back.
Right. Their 1-10 program, where they donate a mattress for every 10 they sell, is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Over 40,000 mattresses donated so far.
Wow.
It's a reminder that our purchases can have a ripple effect beyond just ourselves.
Absolutely. Knowing a company cares about more than just profits
definitely
makes me feel better about supporting them.
For sure.
Okay, back to the mattress itself.
Okay.
We talked about the layers, but let's dig into those comfort features a bit more.
Sure.
What's the deal with this high airflow foam? It sounds like they're trying to solve the age-old problem of memory foam sleeping hot.
That's exactly what they're aiming for. Yeah. This particular foam is designed to blend the pressure relief of memory foam with the responsiveness of latex.
Okay.
So you get that contouring hug without feeling like you're sinking into quicksand.
So you get the best of both worlds.
It seems so.
Yeah.
And the review emphasizes that this airflow foam combined with a breathable cover makes a real difference in temperature regulation.
Okay.
It's not a miracle cure for hot sleepers,
right,
as all foam inherently traps some heat.
Right.
But they claim it does a surprisingly good job.
Interesting.
But I wonder, how does it actually compare to a hybrid, which is known for sleeping cooler?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Maybe we can dig into that a bit later.
Yeah.
For now, though, I'm curious about the support system.
Okay.
We know there's a high-density foam base.
Right.
But what does that actually mean for, you know, keeping your spine aligned and all that good stuff?
Well, durability is a big one.
Okay.
A strong base means the mattress is less likely to sag over time,
mm-hmm.
which is crucial for maintaining support and extending its lifespan.
Right.
And when you factor in Lisa's commitment to using CertiPure U.S. certified foams, which are free of harmful chemicals often found in other mattresses.
Hold on. For those who might not be mattress experts,
sure.
What does CertiPure U.S. certified actually mean?
Great point. It essentially means that the foams have been independently tested and verified to be free of certain harmful chemicals and pollutants.
Okay.
So you can breathe easy, literally knowing you're not inhaling anything nasty.
Gotcha.
And it aligns perfectly with Lisa's social impact mission.
Yeah.
They're clearly concerned about both people and the planet.
I love that. So this base is durable, made with good-for-you materials, and helps the mattress last longer, which means it's a better value in the long run.
Exactly.
What else is going on down there?
Well, remember, we talked about low motion transfer.
Yeah.
That's a direct result of this high-density base.
Okay.
It absorbs movement and prevents it from rippling across the mattress.
So if your partner is a restless sleeper,
right,
you're less likely to be disturbed.
You're much less likely to be disturbed. Yeah. I actually saw a test where they dropped a bowling ball on one side of the mattress and the vibration on the other side was barely noticeable.
Wow, that's impressive.
Mm-mm.
No more being woken up by every little movement.
Exactly.
And speaking of things that might wake you up, how does this mattress handle edge support?
Oh, good question.
Some all-foam mattresses I've tried have that annoying roll-off feeling where you feel like you're going to slide right off the edge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question, and it's one the review addresses directly. Apparently, the Lisa Original does surprisingly well in the edge support department. You shouldn't feel like you're going to fall off if you sit or lie near the edge, which is a major win for all foam.
Okay, I'm really starting to see why this mattress is so popular. It seems like they've really thought of everything.
It does seem that way.
Yeah.
And they've also managed to address another common concern about all foam mattresses, responsiveness. Remember how we talked about it having decent bounce?
Yeah.
Well, the review goes on to say that the Lisa Original has a remarkably quick response time for an all-foam mattress.
Oh, wow.
Something like 0.3 to 0.5 seconds to recover its shape.
Oh, that's fast. I thought that kind of responsiveness was reserved for hybrids or innerspring mattresses.
Right. And it's probably due to that latex-like quality in the top layer. It gives the mattress a bit of springiness that you don't always find in traditional memory foam.
Oh.
This responsiveness is really important because it means you're not going to feel stuck in the mattress.
Okay.
You can easily change positions throughout the night without feeling like you're fighting against the foam.
That's a huge plus for combination sleepers who like to move around.
Definitely. But they did say the overall bounce level is low. Right?
Well,
so
right.
Maybe not a trampoline, but good for shifting positions during the night.
Exactly. It's yep. All about finding that balance.
Right. Now let's talk about another biggie, especially for those of us who tend to sleep, hot temperature regulation.
Yes. This is where I'm always skeptical of all foam mattresses.
I know.
They have a reputation for trapping heat.
Yeah.
But the review mentioned that the Lisa Original does a surprisingly good job at staying cool for an all-foam.
Right.
How do they pull that off?
It's a multi-pronged approach, and it starts with that breathable knit cover.
Okay.
It allows for good airflow so that heat can escape.
Yeah.
Then you have that high airflow foam layer we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed to be more open-celled than traditional memory foam, which means air can circulate more freely.
So it's like they've built a ventilation system right into the mattress.
In a sense, yes. Now, they do acknowledge that all foam mattresses have their limits when it comes to sleeping cool, but they claim that the Lisa Original performs better than you might expect.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you seen this type of multi-layered approach to airflow in other all-foam mattresses you've reviewed?
You know, it's becoming more common as manufacturers try to address this issue. But the combination of the breathable cover and the high airflow foam in the Lisa Original seems particularly effective based on the review's findings.
Okay.
It's definitely something to keep in mind if you're a hot sleeper, but love that all-foam feel.
Yeah.
And it ties in nicely with their use of CertiPure U.S. certified foams, which, as we discussed, are free of harmful chemicals and made with the environment in mind.
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to create a healthier sleep experience from every angle.
I love that they're thinking holistically about it. Okay, mm-hmm. So we've covered construction,
yeah.
Comfort features,
uh-huh.
Support,
right.
Motion isolation,
yeah.
Edge support,
mm-hmm.
Responsiveness, and temperature regulation.
We have.
Is there anything else we need to consider before we dive into who this mattress is best suited for?
I think we've covered the major bases. But let's remember that no mattress is a one-size-fits-all solution. The next step is to analyze how all these features translate to the experience of different types of sleepers.
All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Who is the Lisa Original mattress actually best suited for?
So we've been talking about the Lisa Original's construction and some of its standout features.
Yeah.
But I think it's time to get even more specific about what it's actually like to sleep on this thing.
Okay.
The review goes into a lot of detail about the feel of each layer, which I find fascinating.
Okay, let's break it down layer by layer. What's the first thing you encounter when you hit the hay?
Well, you've got that breathable knit cover we mentioned, soft and adds a touch of plushness to the initial feel.
Okay.
But the real star of the show is that top layer of breathable comfort foam.
The one that's supposed to give you both memory foam and latex vibe.
Exactly. The review describes it as having a gentle contouring that conforms to your body, relieving pressure points. But without that sinking, stuck feeling some people associate with traditional memory foam. And yeah. I think that's key for a lot of people. They want that pressure relief,
yeah,
but they don't want to feel trapped.
So it's like a happy medium between sinking in and being able to move freely.
Precisely. And that's where that memory recovery layer comes in.
Okay.
It adds another dimension of pressure relief and helps the mattress adapt to your body's unique shape.
Oh, wow.
It's like having a personalized hug from your mattress.
I'm starting to see why they call this a relaxed, firm feel.
Right.
It sounds like a lot of cushioning and contouring going on.
Right. But then you've got that high-density foam base to provide a solid foundation and prevent you from bottoming out.
It's like a team effort.
Yeah.
Each layer plays a crucial role.
Totally.
And speaking of teams, we talked about how this mattress is good for couples,
mm-hmm.
especially with that low motion transfer.
Uh-huh.
The review goes into detail about why that is right.
It does. And it comes down to that high density foam base again. Okay. It's excellent at absorbing movement so that if your partner tosses and turns, mm-hmm. you're less likely to be disturbed. Mm-hmm. I actually saw a test where they dropped a bowling ball on one side of the mattress.
Oh, wow.
And the vibration on the other side was barely noticeable.
Wow. That's impressive. No more being woken up by every little movement.
Exactly.
And speaking of things that might wake you up, how does this mattress handle edge support?
Oh, that's a good one.
Some all-foam mattresses I've tried have that annoying roll-off feeling where you feel like you're going to slide right off the edge.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great question, and it's one that the review addresses directly. Apparently, the Lisa Original does surprisingly well in the edge support department.
Oh, really?
You shouldn't feel like you're going to fall off if you sit or lie near the edge, which is a major win for all foam.
Okay. I'm really starting to see why this mattress is so popular. Seems like they've really thought of everything.
It does seem that way. And they've also managed to address another common concern about all foam mattresses, responsiveness. Remember how we talked about it having decent bounce?
Right.
Well, the review goes on to say that the Lisa Original has a remarkably quick response time for an all-foam mattress.
Oh.
Something like 0.3 to 0.5 seconds to recover its shape.
Wow, that's fast. I thought that kind of responsiveness was reserved for hybrids or inner spring mattresses.
Right, and it's probably due to that latex-like quality in the top layer.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the mattress a bit of springiness that you don't always find in traditional memory foam.
Yeah.
This responsiveness is really important because mm-hmm. it means you're not going to feel stuck in the mattress.
Right.
You can easily change positions throughout the night without feeling like you're fighting against the foam.
That's a huge plus for combination sleepers who like to move around.
Definitely. But they did say the overall bounce level is low, right?
Right.
So maybe not a trampoline, but good for shifting positions during the night.
Exactly. It's all about finding that balance. Now let's talk about another biggie, especially for those of us who tend to sleep hot, temperature regulation.
Yes. Yeah. This is where I'm always skeptical of all foam mattresses.
Right. They have a reputation for trapping heat. But the review mentioned that the Lisa Original does a surprisingly good job at staying cool for an all foam.
It does.
How do they pull that off?
Well, it's a multi-pronged approach.
Okay.
And it starts with that breathable neck cover.
Mm-hmm.
It allows for good airflow so that heat can escape. Then you have that high airflow foam layer we've been talking about.
Yeah.
It's designed to be more open-celled than traditional memory foam, which means air can circulate more freely.
So it's like they've built a ventilation system right into the mattress.
In a sense, yes. Now, they do acknowledge that all foam mattresses have their limits when it comes to sleeping cool.
Uh-huh.
But they claim the Lisa Original performs better than you might expect.
Interesting. Have you seen this type of multi-layered approach to airflow in other all foam mattresses you've reviewed?
You know, it's becoming more common as manufacturers try to address this issue, but the combination of the breathable cover and that high airflow foam in the Lisa Original seems particularly effective.
Okay.
Based on the review's findings.
Gotcha. It's definitely something to keep in mind if you're a hot sleeper, but love that all foam feel.
Exactly. And it ties in nicely with their use of CertiPure US certified foams.
Right.
Which, as we discussed, are free of harmful chemicals and made with the environment in mind.
Yep. I love that they're thinking holistically about it. Okay, so we've covered construction,
yeah.
comfort features,
uh-huh.
support,
yeah. right.
motion isolation,
yep.
edge support,
hmm.
responsiveness,
yeah.
and temperature regulation.
You go.
Is there anything else we need to consider before we move on to who this mattress is best suited for?
I think we've covered all the major bases, but let's remember that no mattress is a one-size-fits-all solution. The next step is to analyze how all of these features translate to the experience of different types of sleepers.
All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Who is the Lisa original mattress actually best suited for?
Well, the review breaks it down by sleeping position.
Okay.
And it's pretty insightful. Side sleepers rejoice.
Oh.
This mattress seems like a dream come true for you folks.
Wow.
The combination of pressure-relieving layers, that contouring hug we talked about, provides excellent cushioning for the hips and shoulders, and those are key pressure points for side sleepers.
So no more waking up with aches and pains.
Hopefully not. The review specifically calls out the high airflow foam and the memory recovery layer as being particularly effective for side sleepers.
What about back sleepers? Will they feel equally supported?
Back sleepers are in luck too.
Okay, great.
The review says that the high density foam base provides excellent lumbar support, which is crucial for keeping the spine aligned and preventing lower back pain. And remember, a supportive base also means the mattress is going to be more durable in the long run.
Yeah, that's a big plus.
Yeah.
So far, so good. But what about stomach sleepers? Are they going to be left out in the cold?
This is where it gets a little tricky.
Okay.
The review says that lightweight stomach sleepers might find the Lisa original comfortable enough.
Okay.
But strict stomach sleepers, those who sleep exclusively in that position, might find it too soft.
Why is that?
Well, for stomach sleepers, you need a mattress that's firm enough to prevent the hips from sinking in too much.
Right.
If the hips sink too far, it can throw the spine out of alignment and lead to back pain.
Mm-hmm.
So for those dedicated stomach sleepers, they might need something a little firmer to ensure proper spinal alignment.
So stomach sleepers might want to look elsewhere or at least proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Are there any other groups of people who might not find this mattress ideal?
Yes. The review mentions that heavier individuals, those over 230 pounds, might also find the Lisa original too soft for their needs.
Okay.
For these folks, they suggest checking out Lisa's hybrid mattresses, which offer more support and pushback for heavier body types.
That makes sense. The all-foam construction, while great for many, might not have that same level of robust support that a hybrid mattress with coils can provide.
Exactly. It all comes down to finding the right balance of comfort and support for your individual needs and preferences.
Sounds like Lisa's really done their homework in creating a mattress that caters to a variety of sleepers.
Definitely.
While acknowledging that it might not be the perfect fit for everyone.
Absolutely. And don't forget, this is just one review, though, a very comprehensive one.
Right.
It's always best to do your own research, read multiple reviews, and if possible, try out the mattress in person before you commit. Many companies now offer trial periods, which give you the chance to sleep on the mattress in your own home for a certain amount of time to see if it's truly the right fit.
That's such a valuable tip. Don't just take our word for it. Try it out for yourself.
And speaking of trying it out, let's not forget that exclusive discount link for our listeners. Be sure to check the show notes for that. It might sweeten the deal even further.
Yes, take advantage of that, deep divers. So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into the Lisa original mattress.
We have.
We've explored its construction, its comfort features, its pros and cons, and even delved into Lisa's commitment to social impact with her 110 program.
Yeah, their commitment to giving back is really impressive.
It is. And we've seen how they've managed to create an all-foam mattress that addresses some of the common concerns about all-foam, like responsiveness and temperature regulation.
They have. It's really interesting to see how the technology is evolving.
It is. But before we wrap up, I'd like to leave our listeners with something to ponder.
Okay.
We've talked about how the Lisa Original seems to excel in many areas, but it's still an all-foam mattress.
Right.
And we're seeing more and more hybrid mattresses on the market these days.
Yeah.
Which combine the benefits of foam with the support and bounce of coils.
Right.
What are your thoughts on this trend? Do you think all-foam mattresses still have a place in the modern sleek landscape?
That's a great question. And honestly, it's one I grapple with myself. Mm. There are certainly some advantages to hybrid mattresses, particularly when it comes to support, durability, and temperature regulation.
Right.
But there's something to be said for that classic all-foam feel, that cradling, contouring sensation that so many people love. And it seems like companies like Lisa are finding ways to innovate within the all-foam category, addressing some of the traditional drawbacks.
So maybe it's not an either situation.
Yeah.
Maybe there's room for both all-foam and hybrids.
Yeah.
Each catering to different preferences and sleep needs.
Exactly. It ultimately comes down to personal choice. What feels best to you? Hmm. What aligns with your priorities? What helps you achieve the most restful and restorative sleep possible?
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Lisa Original Mattress.
My pleasure.
We hope you found it informative and maybe even a little inspiring.
I hope so too.
And if you're considering a new mattress, remember to do your research, read reviews, consider your individual needs, and don't be afraid to try out different options until you find the one that's perfect for you. And maybe, just maybe, that perfect mattress is a classic all foam like the Lisa Original.
That's right. Sleep well, everyone.
Until next time, sleep well, deep divers.